Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by Brigham Gill Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
Bunch of the perverts who listen to this show Googled the Florida lap dance girl, and they say not guilty, apparently, based on what Olivia looks like. So they've already, no court of law involved here. They have already determined not guilty. Maybe you want to share a link to that mugshot, Curtis, on the show Twitter feed this morning. Coming up, the governor of New Hampshire, Chris Sununu, first name Chris, wants to join us. Apparently he was listening and hearing some dismay on my part about the current condition of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and would like to offer all of us refuge in his state. This is Al from Everett. Hello, Al.
Well, how are you guys?
What's going on, Al?
What up?
Can you do me a favor, especially Wiggy, and I know Curtis is on this. The next time anybody mentions that Bill Belichick wants to prove that drafting Jimmy Garoppolo was the right move, can somebody please speak up in there and recite exactly what's happened in these last 6 years? It was the big – not only can he not prove it, because what's been proven is that it was probably he drafted Tom Brady's replacement 10 years too early if Brady plays this year or next year. Okay? Probably the biggest blunder of all time. Never mind. How's he going to prove what's already been proven? And not only that, Curtis, not only did the guy only play more than 6 games once in his career, he only, when Brady got hurt, and one time that the Patriots needed him, he couldn't even do those 4 games. He got hurt for them. Remember that?
He played 6 quarters.
A lot of anger on the part of Al.
He ain't lying, though.
Well, what do you mean? He wasn't too early on. I mean, he saw a player that he
wanted to. No, I mean about Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah,
playing.
He wasn't. Okay, playing. Right. Okay, but not, I mean, that's a that's another successful draft by Bill Belichick, correct? Jimmy Garoppolo? Guy who took his team to a Super Bowl? Oh, no. No, it wasn't. You're going to tell me no?
He took the Patriots to a Super Bowl?
No, he took the Niners to a Super Bowl.
So, isn't that the Niners doing?
How does it fit? Hey, Wiggy, get with it, man. The Wiggy Mental Workout is brought to you by Precision Fitness Equipment. Check out their spring floor model sales event right now at precisionfitnessequipment.com.
All right,
I don't know how you...
So, wait a minute. There's a Wiggy Mental Workout going on right now. I was trying to figure that out.
Oh, no, I have a mental workout when somebody's saying something and it doesn't make sense. Uh-huh. How is that Bill's... Jimmy Garoppolo didn't do anything with the Patriots.
Okay. He drafted Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah.
He drafted Tom Brady.
Okay, I give you Brady.
Both of those players went on to play in a Super Bowl.
Yeah, so, one played for another organization.
What does it matter who he played for?
Oh, so you get credit for drafting a guy if he plays for another team and goes to...
Yes, okay. Yes,
so let's look at all the guys that Bill has drafted who went to other teams that didn't have success here.
Why don't we do that?
And had success in other places.
He didn't
places.
Have success here? He didn't have a chance to have success here.
Because
Tom Brady wanted him gone.
He had a chance to play in four games.
Tom Brady wanted him out of here.
He only played in six quarters.
Okay. All right. Let's go to the big board of my governor. Governor Sununu'a, who joins us on the Harbor One hotline this morning. Hello, Governor.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
What up?
I'm still wrapping my head around the Wiggy mental workout. Wow.
So is Wiggy.
Well, no, you want to give a guy credit for success when he had success in another place. I don't see how that happens.
Governor, your beloved New England Patriots, what would you like to see them do going forward at the quarterback position?
Mac Jones. I'm a big Mac Jones guy.
You are? Okay.
Yeah. But I don't know if I'm with you guys. I think obviously they need the prototypical stuff, which is a quarterback and a wide receiver that can catch the ball. So either they go, if they can't get Mac Jones, they're going to go after Garoppolo and then they compliment him. I don't know if they have to give what they have to give up, but if they really can't get a quarterback, then they'll go for the wide receiver, Jalen Waddle or something like that, you know, but who knows? It's Bill Belichick at the end of the day. Everything gets tossed up in the air, right?
Is there an opportunity when you look at New Hampshire and the situation that you are in currently with the state being open? Is there an opportunity for you? I know he's your pal, our governor, but is there an opportunity for you to suggest to me why this state is not opening up until August?
Yeah, you know, they have their plan down there. You know, I think Charlie, you know me, I'm always going to defend Charlie Baker. Look, they have Boston. I don't have Boston, you know, the density of Boston and all of that and the high COVID transmission rates that we, you know, we're the suburb of that, but we don't really have that. And just the dynamics down there are so different. We really are the live for your die state. And I know that's going to trigger the whole marijuana discussion in about 30 seconds from you guys.
Ken has an issue. He's going to stick up his you-know-what about marijuana up there.
Well, Governor, it's not on brand. You don't want anybody leaving New Hampshire to come to Massachusetts. Your brand is everybody comes from here and goes there. So you got to get on brand with that.
Yeah, but you know, but it doesn't mean you legalize everything. I mean, you know, then it's like, you know, what additional steps? By the way, getting cannabis and marijuana up here, you get your medical card. It's not difficult. It's decriminalized, all that kind of stuff. So it's not difficult. We just don't look. I don't want Wolfboro in Lake Winnipesaukee smelling like, outside Boston Garden every night. So all of downtown Boston has this stinkweed smell just stuck to it. Boston Common. Have you gone jogging around Boston Common lately? It stinks. It just literally stinks. So I don't know what to tell you.
It's good for the back, though.
Well, you must have. I mean, at some point, you must have. Have you ever inhaled?
Have I ever inhaled? Is this the Bill Clinton interview now? What is your definition of inhale? Depends what you mean.
Well, I mean, I'm frustrated here because the entire New England region, your state, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Vermont, Maine, everybody is able to find a way for businesses to begin to operate the way they did prior to the pandemic way earlier than our state. And so
it's frustrating. I get it. I mean, look, we get the vaccine out super, super fast here. And so that's one of the reasons we can open up a lot more flexible. In fact, you can get it from Massachusetts now. I would tell everybody on the northern border of Massachusetts, come into our system, whether it's in Salem or Nashua, you can get your vaccine here now. And I've talked to Charlie about that, about promoting to get the vaccine out even faster in Massachusetts. They can come to New Hampshire to get it. And so if that helps the process, that helps the process. But there's no doubt over the past week, like weddings, I've had like, bride moms, you know, calling and saying, hey, thank you very much. We moved our wedding from Hartford, Connecticut to New Hampshire. And of course, the obvious next question is, why the heck were you getting married in Hartford in the first place? But the point is, they're all coming here this summer, and it's going to be gangbusters. I got 2.9% unemployment. The hardest thing we're going to have is finding workers. So also, if you're in Massachusetts and you want to work in beautiful New Hampshire for the summer, come on up. You can be with Wiggy on Hampton Beach. You can... be serving them, you know, pina coladas over at the restaurants on the beach and having a good time. So we're going to be open. I think Massachusetts will get there. They might just, you know, just a little slower, only because they have different dynamics. But they're going to get there too.
When
it's
going to
be a good summer for everyone.
When you talk to Charlie, does he mention how snarky I am?
You haven't come up in conversation in the last two conversations. Three conversations ago, very different story. Very different story. But the last two conversations, you haven't seemed to come up. So,
all right,
which is a good thing.
I have a couple things when it comes to the foundation that I'm looking for a home for. So I'm open to moving them to New Hampshire. The
what does that mean? Like, what do you mean? Like a puppies? Are you giving puppies?
I have a couple events. I don't want to say anything because I have to talk to the individuals involved, and they get freaked out if I mention moving things without talking to them.
Oh,
so,
sure.
But you are open to the message. I guess that you would want to share is that you are open to any and all activities, and if we want to bring them up there, then come on up. The living is great in New Hampshire, correct?
I'll co-emcee them with you. Are you kidding?
I know.
Oh, wow, come on up. We'll have a good time. We'll have some fun. We'll make some money.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Wiggy wants to be the hype man for one of them, and he doesn't want to share the hype man duties.
You could have an MC and a hype man.
Co-hype men, like co-program directors here at WEEI. We could do that. We could have co-hype men.
Yeah, you could have one. Okay. Governor, I got a quick question. My boy, he owns a gym boxing gym up in New Hampshire. Everybody fights. And he wants to know when will the gyms be at back to 100% capacity?
This week, May 7th. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This week, it's all the business restrictions, all the capacity restrictions, everything is done this week. So we gave people, we announced that about a week ago to give people a few weeks to kind of prepare and get where they are. Now, some people may limit their capacities on their own, like Meadowbrook. You know, they could pack it with 10,000 people if they really wanted to. They may limit it, or the Fisher Cat Stadium, they may have to live by Major League Baseball limitations. But from a state perspective, everything's wide open. I mean, if you wanted the vaccine, you've gotten the vaccine. We don't have the mask order here anymore, nothing like that. So my goal was to get there by Memorial Day, and we would just be able to get the vaccine out so fast. So, yeah, have at it.
Well, you were able to say that weeks ago on this show that you were going to, that it was going to be Memorial Day, and you beat it.
We kind of crushed it. I mean, just getting the vaccine out, we had a couple tricks that we used up our sleeve, and it's just we are able to just move it really fast day to day. And that's, people ask, how do you get 100% of your vaccine out? And we just have like a little army of ants all across the state. If we have 20 extra doses here, we'll move it over there like in an hour's notice just to get it out. And we just don't let anything sit on the shelf. So we've just been really efficient with it. And every state's, I think, doing fairly well. Massachusetts is doing very, very well. One of the fastest states in the country.
That's what I don't get. So if we are one of the I believe when it comes to our population, we are the fastest state in the country when it comes to getting people vaccinated. So what is the science behind the reason why we cannot open for 3 months?
They kind of pre-planned it out. I don't know. I mean,
pre-planned what? What do you mean?
Man, is it getting hot in here?
I know. I mean, you probably have to go to some kind of governor's conference with the guy.
Governor's ball.
Sit next to him.
Look, I love Charlie. Just talking to him last week, and Charlie and I get along terrific. We really do. But look, I think that some states took a strategy of saying, okay, here are the metrics we're going to use for the next 3 months to hit certain targets. In New Hampshire, we kind of take it a little bit week by week. We say, well, if the data is trending in the right direction, we're going to pivot and move really quickly, because the real problem Charlie has, and he will tell you, you have this giant monster bureaucracy of a government that can be very unwieldy that he inherited, and he's working his best to try to trim down. We're very nimble here, and I've always been able to keep government super nimble. And that's one of the things. I can pivot very, very quickly. Whereas, you know, he just has this big bureaucratic mess, and that legislature he has to deal with is a disaster down there. And so he just has all these other big cogs that he has to fight through to get stuff done sometimes. Whereas here we can just be a little more nimble. So it isn't, I don't think it's by any lack of want of Charlie wanting to move faster. He just inherited a much tougher system than I ever had.
Do you make these decisions with regard to COVID guidelines and such by yourself, or do you rely on somebody else to make them for you?
It's kind of like going to the track, you know, and picking up the winning horse. You just kind of wing it. No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. No, look, we look at the science. We kind of have a core team of like five or six individuals that have how fast we get in the vaccine, you know, our epidemiologists, the folks from public health, and we just look at data. Everything I do is super data-driven. I'm always boring people with my charts and my graphs on my press conferences, so because I want people to know we're not playing politics here. There's no good politics in COVID, by the way. There's really no winning move, per se, other than just look at the data and kind of appreciate people's anxieties, right? People still have a lot of anxiety about this. You have to appreciate that, but you just got to balance it, call the balls and strikes like you see them. It's not rocket science. It's really not. It's just looking at the numbers, looking at the trends, and making the best decision you can. And if you screw up, own it. That's the other thing I can't stand about politicians sometimes. You know, nobody wants to admit that they maybe made a decision that didn't go right. Just say, oh, wow, hey, we tried A, B, and C. A and B worked, but C was a disaster. Yeah, we'll pivot. Oh. Right? We'll be nimble and pivot around it.
What a novel approach.
Right.
Being honest.
At least they don't use a social worker to kind of get all the...
Yeah, on that note, Governor Sununu, is there anything that you could do to incentivize Mary Lou Sutters to move to the Granite State?
I promise if you move to the Granite State, make sure she knows she'll never have to pay a state income tax again. Just right. For her.
All right. And we got to do, I want us to do some kind of a thing. We last time you were on, you said, let's do something together. Like, should we do a breakfast, like a broadcast or what? Like, what should we do?
Honestly, I'm open for anything, you guys. I really am. Anything that gets me out of the state house and acting normal again, like post-COVID, I am absolutely so game for it. Whatever you want, anytime you want. I will move mountains because, frankly, it just sounds fun, and I think we all need a little fun. But you know what I'm doing for fun right now? I go home and I work on this giant 1,300-square-foot patio that I'm building by hand in my backyard. And I thought it would be fun, but I've bitten off way more than I can chew, and it's not fun anymore. So anything that can kind of get me back to normal. I'm really serious. Or one of your events. You know, people talk about your foundation, Greg, up here all the time. And how, I mean, what you have been able to do with the money you've been able to raise, just kind of in the past 5 years, the folks I know up here that are connected to that foundation have been part of it. It's awesome. So if you want to do something there, too, you know, I'm always just up for a game to do something and hopefully get some good out of it.
Maybe we could float the trilogy up to Winnipesaukee through the New Hampshire waterways.
Right.
And have some kind
What's
of
the
an
trilogy.
Event.
I don't. Is this your boat?
It's not my boat.
No, it's Buddy's boat.
You never own your own boat, Governor. Just like never build your own patio.
But I do love Lake Winnipesaukee and those things that they have in the lake where people
islands.
Yeah, like where people park. No. They park their boats.
Docks.
No.
Rafts.
Waves.
Can I get it out?
Water slides.
No,
the things they have in the lake.
Super soakers.
You park your boat and then you walk on. It's like a sand barge or something in the middle of the lake.
A sand barge?
Yeah, it's like people park
they
their
boats. They do have floating bars in Lake Winnipesaukee.
No, people. What are those called, governors? People park their boats around it.
It's a sand bar. Yeah, sand barge is from Star Wars, but sand bars are in Lake Winnipesaukee. Yeah. And they are fun. You just kind of run your boat into it. You walk out. You stand knee deep in the water. You cool off. Have a few drinks. It's a good time. It is definitely a good time up there. So,
all right. Well, we're doing something. I don't know if it's
I like that.
Supper with Sununu or what or breakfast with the governor or something. But we'll do something up there very, very soon.
I'll try to think of something as well. And this won't be the thing where like next October we're like, remember we were going to do something.
No, we're going to do it. Because honestly, it's the only place we have 3 months until we can commune with others around these parts. So,
and can you do your show remotely? Like, do you guys have the technology?
It may have to be some kind of a rogue thing. I don't know what the company line is on that, but I will. I don't care. We will do something. We will do something. Honestly, if there's an executive order from New Hampshire that demands that the show be done. In New Hampshire, then I don't think the company can say anything about it.
We asked for forgiveness.
All right, I'm sitting at my desk and I'm writing on the back of a napkin right now. Let me do this. Executive order.
Do we all get a ceremonial pen when you sign that sucker? That's the way that works, right?
I only use red pens up here. I'm just kidding. I had to veto a lot of bills in the last couple of years, but we're good now. We're good. We got a good legislature now. But all right, So my task order is to write an executive order that forces you up here somehow.
Correct.
I think that actually violates the Constitution because you live in another state. But we'll ignore that for the time being.
We'll change that. We'll never. That's
I'm all in.
Isn't there some kind of Interstate Commerce Act? Or something that allows...
Yeah, there is, and I'm suing Massachusetts over it, Frank, because they're trying to take the income tax of people that haven't been working there in the past.
What does Charlie say about that when you're on your phone calls?
I think he knows that, you know, I think he understands. He understands every state's going to fight for its citizens as hard as they can. But that one should be taken up in the Supreme Court in the next couple months. So, you know.
He says it's a fee, not a tax.
All right. And is Bike Week going on?
Yeah. Bike Week is happening up in Laconia. It's going to go on. I was talking to the mayor. It might look a little different, but it's going to be big. I mean, again, everything's open. People are excited. If the weather's good, the place is going to be absolutely rocking. So come on up. Come on up to Bike Week and have a good time. Stop at Fun Spot. Play a little old school. Have you ever been to Fun Spot up there in Laconia?
I don't know.
It's one of the largest arcades in the world. It has all the old school video games up there. And during Bike Week, it's hilarious. You walk in and you have all these big, tough bikers lined to the gills playing Donkey Kong and Pac-Man. It's hilarious.
Well, Wiggy does love video games.
I grew up on arcades, so I know. I grew up on arcades.
And Greg loves biking, you know, loves motorcycles. I do. He'll be up in Laconia.
I would imagine that the odor that you talked about earlier is probably predominant during that week, during Bike Week up there in Laconia.
There's a good breeze coming off Winnipesaukee, so it really doesn't affect anything.
So it carries it downwind. All right.
Pontoon Governor. Boats for all of us.
Governor, it's always great to have you on the show. Thank you. And we will be reaching out soon about several things that may be making their way up there.
We'll do it. And again, if folks want the vaccine, feel free to jump into our system. We got spots all over the border, and it just helps everybody get out of it faster.
Yeah.
So thank
vaccine.
You guys.
Fireworks. You can grab fireworks while you're up there. You can go to the state liquor store and you can get flavored dip
and some ciggies.
Yeah.
And we won't charge you a penny of sales or income tax on any of it. So.
Wow.
There you go.
It's unbelievable. All right, Governor. My Governor, yeah. Governor Sununu. Nice to talk to you this morning.
Thanks, guys. Be good, everybody.
All right. There he is. Answer your weed question in an okay way? Or?
God, you were a little sensitive about that one, wasn't he? And he took a shot at the common. I didn't like that. In the garden, for that matter.
He's not wrong. Go around Castle Island right now. You're high by the time you take a turn. It's unbelievable. It reeks.
Contact high?
God.
Well, it's outside, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not getting high from that.
Come on, Chris.
Nah, you're not getting high from secondhand smoke.
I don't want to be smelling that while I'm in the most beautiful part of Boston.
I don't want to be smelling
right.
that.
So you'd rather smell cigarettes.
Do you smoke pot, Ken?
I can't. I black out, but I like the freedom.
Why?
I can't. I black out.
You like the smell of marijuana.
I'd much rather the smell of marijuana than cigarette smell any day of the week.
Really, nobody smokes cigarettes.
Do you really think the lifeguard smokes a lot of weed?
Seems like an odd hill to die on.
I would do it if I didn't have medical issues with it. Yeah.
Why don't you try some edibles?
I would, maybe, but Wiggy scared me off that.
Yeah, just half an edible.
What, his performance on 420 on the show, is that what scared you off?
Kendall starts talking about sand barges.
Oh, that's what they are. You bring your boat right up to, I don't know if you've ever been to Lake Winnipesaukee.
It's a sand bar.
Well, I don't know what it is. You bring your boat up to it, people jump off of it, they got playing bear pong. It's like, and you're in the middle of the water and you're knee deep standing on like a sand
barge. It's a sand bar. There's several places in Winnipesaukee where the
cool.
water level is shallow
right.
in the middle of the lake.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And everybody brings their boats there,
right.
and it's a party.
Yeah, I'd never seen that until I got to Lake Winnipesaukee.
Right.
I'd never seen anything like that.
And sometimes in some areas, you're forced to drive right into the lake, as we learned from Wiggy several weeks ago on this program.
That's happened. The GPS will do that to you.
Yes. This is Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hi, guys. How are you doing today?
What's going on?
What up?
Listening to the governor, I just want to, far be it for me to defend Charlie Baker, but I got to say this in his defense and then I'll knock him.
Yeah.
You got New Hampshire, Maine, and Vermont. Between the three states, you got 4 million people in population. Massachusetts has 8.
Yeah.
So you got double the population in three states. Therefore, it's harder to get the vaccine out as fast. That's being said, I think they dropped the ball early in the process. When they didn't set up the website the right way, so it crashed 4 times.
Sure.
And you had to wait a month to make your appointment. I'm fully vaccinated. I'm 68. And most of the people my age are. So, and you know what, Greg? It's 4 months. It's 16 weeks from today we're going to open, which makes no sense to me.
It makes
Why
zero sense.
Why do you have
sense.
To have so much time to
it
get
makes,
people
it,
vaccinated?
It makes zero sense.
0 sense. 100% right, Greg. Yeah. I'm in your corner on that.
All right.
That is terrible.
Steve, thank you. Coming up. Rob Ninkovich of ESPN on draft day. Here is Ken Laird to tell you what is trending.
OMF, weekdays 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Their Jeep celebration event save up to $7,000 on all new Jeep SUVs and Ram trucks. Curious to hear what Ninkovich says, and I want Greg Hill's official prediction. What will the Patriots do tonight in the draft? Who will they take?
My prediction is that Bill takes the best defensive player that is available at the 15th position and does not move up for a quarterback.
Ooh. Okay.
That is my prediction.
Yeah.
So maybe corner, maybe linebacker?
I mean, I don't think you're going to get Micah Parsons there.
You might.
I guess it really depends on where, you know, Wiggy was talking earlier about some of those teams that you were expecting to take a quarterback maybe no longer being right. interested in a quarterback.
Yeah, and that's
so. I mean, Denver certainly may no longer be interested in a quarterback.
Right, and could they be interested in, you know, one of those corners or Micah Parsons?
Yeah. Although Schefter said they are not out of the quarterback market after getting Teddy Bridgewater. But the latest intel today from Schefter and Rappaport is that Jimmy Garoppolo does not appear to be near a trade today. Schefter saying, per a source, as of early this morning, remote the chances that Garoppolo will go to anybody. Teams are inquiring, but remote. And then Rappaport followed up with, the 49ers do not have plans to trade Jimmy G unless the value overwhelms them. This may play out all weekend. But if you're the Patriots, if Jimmy G's in your plans, don't you have to get him sooner than later? You don't want to repeat of last year where it's like June and July and he's coming in. Get him in now.
You got to get him in before the draft.
You don't wait. I don't think you have to get him before the draft. I think you can wait and see what those guys do and who they end up getting. And that may dictate, if he's available and what he's available for.
Well, then what happens is you're saying, okay, now we're giving up a
fifth-round
pick for next year's draft.
If you're the only team that is in on him, if you buy that from Schefter, then you have all the leverage in the world. You wait.
Yeah, but Schefter also said today that there are other teams interested in Jimmy G.
Yeah.
It'll be an interesting cat-and-mouse game there. Red Sox beat Jacob deGrom last night, 1-0. Nice series at Citi Field. Combined two-hit shutout for Pivetta, Garrett Whitlock, two more excellent innings. What a find he is. Adam Ottavino and Matt Barnes, and they got the run off DeGrom in the second. Doubles from Bogarts and Vasquez. First of four in Texas tonight. 8:05 first pitch, 7:05 pregame on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. Before the game, draft preview show with Tommy Curran, Andy Hart, Muttman. They'll be checking in with some draft experts, and then afterwards we're on until 2 a.m. reacting to the Patriots pick. Celtics also a win last night without Marcus Smart, who was suspended for direct threatening language toward a game official. What do you think he said?
I have no idea.
I'm going to F you up. You make that call again.
I still cannot believe that you all believe the Red Sox win last night was bigger than the Celtics win last night. I still can't believe that.
So where did you and Wick go to dinner last night?
We didn't go anywhere.
How was it a big win if we know the season's not going to amount to anything?
Because the season has more of a chance of amounting to something if you're one of the top six teams, as opposed to having to deal with the play-in tournament.
Right. Do you think this Celtics team is going to do anything in the playoffs?
I think if they want to have a chance to do anything in the playoffs, they have to be one of those six teams.
Okay. Or you could just answer the question I just asked. Do you think the Celtics are going to do anything in the playoffs? Do you think the Boston Celtics are going to do anything in the playoffs?
Yes, if the Celtics can get themselves into position to be one of the first six teams, I believe they could advance from the first round.
Where was this,
Your
Greg
Honor?
Hill? Where
is
was
that
this?
Answer? Is that okay with you?
Where was this Greg Hill yesterday when Ken buried them? You didn't.
That was a disaster yesterday. What do you mean? I spent the whole morning talking about it. It was a disaster.
Right, but Ken buried it. He said the season's over.
Yeah,
and you didn't argue at all.
So for you doing something,
what is he talking about?
Well, that was my lead.
What is he delusional about?
It's all good.
So you feel like doing something for the Celtics is just getting past the first round?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
Oh, no, doing something? Am I going to
get the duck boats ready?
No. I didn't say you're going to be satisfied, but you said doing something if they get to the sixth spot, which would be get past the first round.
So in order to determine that the Red Sox win last night was more important than the Celtics win, you're suggesting that they're going to win out on the 140 that are left?
But I think what every win that they have, it kind of shows that maybe looks like this team is for real.
Yeah, we finally have a baseball season.
It's 162 games. We're into a 1/12, 1/87 of the season.
They had one shot against the best pitcher in maybe 20 years, and they beat DeGrom at Citi Field. That is a much bigger win than the Bobcats, whatever the hell the Charlotte team is.
Nice job, Curtis. Like that Hornets. Baseball passion.
They used to be the Bobcats, but now they're back to the Hornets.
Ninko coming up next on the Greg and Morning Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on EEI.
WEEI's coverage of the NFL draft is presented by Zuni. Build any application your company needs in 1 week. Get your free trial today. Visit Zuni.com for details. And joining us now on the Harbor One hotline, it is our pal Rob Ninkovich of ESPN. Hello, Robert.
Hello. Good morning to all.
What a big day it is. Wiggy says this is the biggest day in franchise history.
I believe so.
I agree with you, Wiggy. Look, this right here, this first round, is basically going to determine what your season looks like and what your future looks like as an organization with the amount of money that they spent in free agency and where they're at in the draft. When's the last time they had a top 15 pick? I mean, it's been a long time ago. So they have to capitalize on this moment, and they got to win. They can't lose this one. They got to win this one.
Wow. You agree with Wiggy?
Yes. But Rob makes a great point. You're in a position where you can easily, and I don't know how you feel, Rob, but I think they can move up and get a potentially a franchise quarterback that could be around for the next 10 or 15 years.
Yeah, no, I agree. They have to go and get a quarterback that's your franchise quarterback. Whoa. And when I say they have to, in years past, we're all used to hearing, oh, the Patriots trade back. The Patriots make a move back for more picks. This is an opportunity to use the pick that they do have and use the draft equity that they have for this draft and move up, go get somebody that they feel could be a 10-year guy that you know is going to be there. Because where they stand right now, having a quarterback for 1 year doesn't solve any problems moving forward into 2022 and 2023. You'll still have all these questions that everybody's asking in this 2021 season.
What are the chances that Bill has his mindset on Jimmy Garoppolo, though, and knows he can get a deal done there, and that's his guy?
Well, I think that Jimmy G would be one of his options, yes. But I do not think that he would overstep and overpay. You know, if the 49ers are asking crazy, something crazy for Jimmy G, I don't think Bill would say, okay, I'm going to overpay. I think that Bill is very smart when it comes to understanding this is my line and I'm not going over that. And I just don't think that the 49ers will bend and come down I think they're going to want a top pick, and I don't think Bill would be comfortable doing that.
Mink, if you're the Patriots, if you're in Bill Belichick's shoes, do you go the Jimmy G route, or would you go the route of moving up and getting a quarterback? And do you have one guy that maybe stands atop of your draft board in this draft?
Yeah, so in this last year, I have said over and over again, Jimmy G is the guy. Jimmy G is the guy. He's going to go be the guy. But as I look at the free agency moves and what they did in free agency, and then you look at the way the NFL has changed at the quarterback position, and then them re-signing Cam Newton to a one-year contract, it all pointed to me saying to myself, if they go get an athletic quarterback, a quarterback that can run the RPOs and all those different formations with, you know, 11 personnel in the red zone, Cam Newton's on the field, Trey Lance is on the field, Justin Fields is on the field with him. That is stuff that literally Bill is just in his office like, man, this is going to make defenses go crazy. They're not going to be able to stop this. And, you know, it's like the evil scientist when he's coming up with a concoction, you know, with the evil laugh. Like, that would be really hard for a defensive coordinator to prepare for a athletic quarterback on the field with Cam Newton, with two tight ends, or, you know, one of those big tight ends they signed, with the receivers they just signed. Look, I'm telling you, that has so much potential to be a very, very powerful, potent offense. I think that they try and go for one of those athletic quarterbacks and kind of get back to the trend of what is the trending NFL theme right now, quarterbacks that can run.
Right, and I almost see it as being similar to what the Baltimore Ravens did. Maybe not those guys might not be as athletic as a runner as Lamar Jackson, but it puts teams in a very difficult position when they have to start being concerned. Is it a run? Is it a pass? Can they throw it to the tight end? Does the quarterback keep it? Does he give it to the running back? And I think those quarterbacks that you talked about, whether it's Trey Lance or Justin Fields, allows the Patriots an offense and Josh McDaniels to do that.
Dude, Josh McDaniels, I'm telling you, he's probably been in the cafeteria writing down plays on a napkin. And he thinks about, like, oh, man, I wish I could run this play, but we don't have the personnel. If they go out and they get a guy like Justin Field, and he's a guy that you could run everything that you could possibly draw up, and then you have Cam Newton on the roster as well, I'm telling you, that 1-2 punch, just think the Saints were doing a platooning with Drew Brees and Taysom Hill, and that was causing people problems. Drew Brees isn't running. He's not going anywhere. I mean, Cam Newton can still get out of the pocket. He can still move. He can catch a football. He's 6'5", you know. So you could use him as well. And there's nothing harder as a defender when you know in the red zone, they got 11 guys on the field. We got 11 guys on defense. Every single one of those guys can run the football. Usually it's 10 on 11, and you know the quarterback's out of it. He's not doing anything with the ball. When you got those two guys, they're going to touch the ball. They could do something with it. So I think that would be very interesting if they could do that and move up, go get a guy that you think about Lamar, you know, his limitations are really as a pocket quarterback throwing the football. If you could get a guy that, you know, maybe isn't quite as athletic running as Lamar but can throw better, I think I'd take that all day, you know, because we all know at the end of the day, you got to be able to throw.
I still think if there's a defensive player that Bill loves available when he's about to pick, he's going to be twitching over his natural tendency to take that player.
But Greg, the thing about a defensive player is you could be a freak pass rusher in college, and all you do is one thing. You get after the quarterback. In the Patriots defense and the way that they scheme things and the multiple defense that they run and all the different coverages and all the different fronts, it limits a guy that comes in as a rookie that can just pin his ears back and go. You really you're handcuffed because you got to understand it takes a couple years to figure out how do I play this defense? How do I fit in this defense? And there's a lot of veterans right now on the Patriot defense. I think that really right now where they are at defensively, they're going to be a great defense.
And the one
Curtis said top five earlier this morning, he thinks.
And the one thing I
think about it, they got the coverage. They got the coverage. The back end's there.
Mm-hmm.
The front, you got Vannoy back. He's going to help you. Like last year, the issue that they ran into was they had a first down grouping. They had a second down grouping. They had a third down grouping. They had a small people grouping for coverage. They didn't have go on the field, one group, first, second, third down, the majority of the guys stay on the field. You know, that's when you have success, because when you have too many on and off, you don't build that consistency with the personnel.
And the one thing I think, Nick, that if you look at this year's draft, as you're talking about guys pinning their ears back, there's no guy that can do both. And that's the one thing that you have to be able to do in this Patriots defense. You've got to be able to play the run. That's why Chase Winovich, it seems like he's ran into some problems and not being able to get on the field. And I don't think there's a edge guy or an outside linebacker, and Micah Parsons is not that type of player who can play the run and get after the quarterback. It's going to take some time. I just don't see them grabbing a guy, because there's no guy out there, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, you think about this, Wiggy. If you get a guy that's just a pass rusher and he takes that pick, that high first-round pick, how many snaps would he be out on the field on Sundays if he just rushes on third down?
Right, right.
Maybe 10, you know, if he's just a third-round pass rusher or a third-down pass rusher. And then also, too, a lot of these guys that are considered first-round picks, you're not going to be able to put them on punt team or run down on kickoff, like, because they've never done it. So when you look at value on a pick, a defensive player especially, if you can get a guy in the second, third round who has played special teams, who's a good pass rusher, understands games, can set the edge that you feel comfortable with, you know, those guys, I feel, give you more upside than opposed to a guy that just pins his ears back, just gets up the field. Because, you know, honestly, a great pass rusher in college doesn't correlate to being a great pass rusher in the NFL. Like, I've seen plenty of guys, and this is one thing that getting into the draft and you know, these first-round guys that are going to be the best, the next best things, I've seen guys that are first-round picks that suck. You know, it's like, this guy's not good. He's never going to make it, and they don't make it. So it's basically all hot air until they get onto a field and in the NFL, in the National Football League. Because, Wiggy, you know this. You know, if when I was in college, it was a lot easier. You go to the NFL, it's a lot harder. And it all comes down to what your makeup is between your ears.
So, Rob, do you think Bill has to move up tonight to get the guy, if you're right about a quarterback, to get the guy he wants?
Yeah, I don't think they'll be there. I don't think, especially with a lot of these teams right now and where they're sitting in the first, I guess you'd say eight picks, the first eight selections, you would think that those athletic guys that I was talking about would probably be gone by eight, you know? So if they wanted to do that, they would definitely have to move up. And I think that it wouldn't hurt them to do that. In years past, Bill has always had more stock in the second and third rounds, and he goes down into the draft and lets the other teams move up. And I know if you look at the history of moving up, there is some question marks there on is this successful to do it. But I do believe that the Patriots haven't been in this position in a long time. They haven't not won their division in a long time too. So we've saw in the off season, them spending the 200 and something million. I don't know what it was total, 226. That's stuff we haven't seen before. So maybe in this draft, they'll do some things we haven't seen as well.
All right, Rob Ninkovich, yeah. Thanks for being on this morning. Well, by the way, what is the latest vehicle acquisition?
The latest vehicle acquisition. Well, I just sold one because I have one coming. So I don't I'm working with this guy, Chris Kirst. He's out of Taunton. He's a pretty awesome custom builder, one of the best in the country. So we'll see. It's in the works, so we'll see what's coming. It's got to be a surprise, though. I can't put it out there just yet. Maybe 64 Impala. We'll
keep
see.
Those coming, because I like those. I'm an old-school car guy. I used to have a 64 Impala.
So that's what you want, is the 64 Impala?
Convertible?
I would no convertible coupe, but I'm a big, like, modern motor, modern chassis, old-school exterior. So I like to do the all the interior stuff and all the internals of it modern, but the exterior looks old.
Hmm. All right, so, Robert.
The resto mods are huge right now, Greg. I'm telling you.
All right, we will see you soon, New Hampshire. We'll meet in New Hampshire where you can actually do things.
I got 1,300 acres in Berlin. Let's go.
Let's move there.
All
right. Ninkovich was so frustrated the other night. He suggested that we move there.
Break out the four wheels.
I said I will go with you. All I need is like 1 acre. You can have the other 1,200.
Mom's Jericho. I own Mom's Jericho, Berlin, New Hampshire. Go check it out if you need a side by side. Four-wheeler, anything. Go up there.
Wow. The dirt bikes break out of 1,000?
Yes.
I have bad news.
Whatever you need, Wiggy. We'll pour it out for you because I know you're a heavy guy.
Breaking this morning, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announced that the full city of Manhattan and New York and all the boroughs will be opened for July 1st.
July 1st.
Yep.
New York City, which was the absolute worst, the epicenter. So 100% open on July 1st, one full month before our state and two full months before Boston, in Massachusetts.
A metro population, I think, over 15 million.
Yes. All right. Rob Ninkovich, thank you very much. Wow. I don't get it.
Man, that one's crazy right there. New York City? Wow.
100% open. Wow. New York City with 15 million people.
Wow. New York City was ground zero.
2 months before Boston.
That's crazy. Baker got to explain that one.
And as does the new mayor. The new mayor is the one who pushed Boston back.
Right.
To August 22nd or whatever
explain
it is.
Explain that to me.
What if we traded Mary Lou Sutters to the Yankees?
What about Ninkovich, though? He thinks Bill goes and gets a quarterback.
I'm telling you, man. If you want to get back to the next 10 years of being successful and competing for championships, it is not with Jimmy Garoppolo.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news, though, Wiggy. Here's the latest from Michael Lombardi. Do you trust Lombardi?
I don't know who I trust.
I don't think New England's training up to get Justin Fields, he said. I don't see that. If you watch his throwing motion and you watch Tom Brady throw, they're two different throwing motions. I don't think they're ever merging together.
Oh, so now you're going to compare Justin Fields to the greatest quarterback of all time?
Wiggy, I'm with you. I hate that. That's already started. These guys are either Mahomes or Brady. Like, an African-American quarterback is Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson.
As like Bill is like, find me a guy with the same throwing motion that Tom Brady has.
Right. He hates him like poison.
But you got to trust Lombardi. His son is on the staff. He's got
intel.
You
think Mick Lombardi knows who the Patriots are drafting?
Yep. Better than you.
All right. What? Well, it is draft day. And
he's right now getting breakfast for Bill.
A reminder that you can consume our draft coverage all day long, either on the radio, or if you cannot listen on the radio for some reason, then you can stream it wherever you are at weei.com. or on the brand new Odyssey app. So download the Odyssey app, and that way you can take this show and this station wherever you go on draft day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.